CMS students were supposed to have today and tomorrow off, but it snowed a couple weeks ago and school was canceled. And then it snowed a lot more last week and more days were canceled. Altogether, kids were out of school for 5 days. And now many districts are saying they'll have to make up some of those days during spring break. In the case of CMS, it's 2 days.
My heart sank because we look so forward to the very limited time we have off.
That's Tina Gonda. She has a son at Audrey Kell High School. She also has 4 plane tickets to Destin, Florida, she purchased several months ago.
At this point, we save, you know, to be able to go on our vacation, and we would be penalized. You know, unfortunately, we would have to make a decision that our children would be empty from the classroom that day.
Adding on days to the end of the year is out of the question, since state law won't allow districts to end after June 10th. That's the last day for CMS students. And it also requires districts to have 185 days of school, or about 1,000 hours of instruction. CMS has used up all 3 of its remaining teacher workdays for makeup days. Gaston County Schools plans to have students come in for 3 days during spring break. But Cabarrus County Schools handles makeup days differently. Here's spokeswoman Ronnie Boone.
The superintendent has chosen to use a Saturday as a makeup day. So, for example, to make up the day that they missed this past Wednesday, we'll have a makeup day on next Saturday, the 22nd.
Governor Pat McCrory says he's meeting with education officials and his legal team this week to see if there's any way to give districts more flexibility for makeup days this year and still stay within the law. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.